Has everybody gotten to take a look at the minutes?
Yes, sir. I'll move them.
That's Lynn Yu?
Yes.
All right. Motion made by Kevin Roberts to accept the minutes. Seconded by Lynn Archer. All in favor?
Aye.
All no? That motion carried. Okay, before we get to resolutions, I had this letter drafted up to be sent to my client about the, this is for Siemens.
Oh, the Siemens study?
Right. Mm-hmm. I'll read you the letter and see if you think about it so we all can agree to send it to Mike. Dear County Executive Hine, I am contacting you on behalf of the Public Works and Capital Projects Committee. As you know, the committee has regular discussions about the Siemens energy audit conducted in 2010 and the recommendations and improvement measures that have resulted. With 2016 department budget conversations underway and budget negotiations with the legislature beginning soon, I am respectfully requesting details on the green e-energy certified renewable energy certificates purchased through 2015. A June 4, 2014 Daily Freeman article reported that the estimate cost to purchase the credits would be about $13,000, which you expected to be offset by efficiencies and reductions in the county's overall usage of electricity or potentially through increased self-generation of electricity. At your earliest convenience, I would appreciate details as to the exact amount spent on the purchase of RECs through the end of 2015. And a detailed explanation of the corresponding savings occurred to offset the expense. I would also like to know if you are planning to continue with the purchase of the RRCs for how long and what the estimated cost would be. I look forward to working with you and your administration during the upcoming 2016 budget development and adoption process. Sincerely, Dean Fabiano, Chairman, Public Works.
Sounds good to me.
There you go. Kevin? That's my side. All in favor? Good.
Aye.
Motion carried. We'll send that to him then.
Now,
I just need to sign the bottom of
that. Sure. All the draft copy.
Yeah.
So that covers the RECs, the renewable energy credit.
Right.
I still don't fully understand where we are, especially with the capital. Still looking for details in the capital budget of how, what plans are made moving forward, retrofitting, for example, you know, I know about the lighting, but air conditioning or insulation or more energy efficient, some the many different recommendations. I still am not clear on how the future recommendations fit into the capital budget, which gives a number, but it doesn't give details.
What they're going to do. Well, I guess many that spoke to Bob Sudlow, because we're trying to get the presentation made up for the series, and what did he tell you?
Well, he said that he liked the presentation to reflect the energy initiatives that are coming up for the 2016 budget. So he said possibly September was when he presentation.
We're just doing the capital. We just did our operations budget. And we just finished that. And we... or as of tomorrow, we're supposed to have all of the capital projects from the various departments that would go through Public Works. In other words, if they want new air conditioning or bathrooms or whatever on their own, they have to get us that information by tomorrow, and then we have to put our capital projects together. Some will be carried over from prior years, there will be new ones, but we're just putting it together now. So.
This is a long-standing request, and my concern is if we wait till September, then we're in a real time crunch, and there's no opportunity to process and ask questions and, you know, recommend modifications or whatever. It gets to be, and I had this once, something about trying to put more green building practices when they were expanding the community college, not just the Kelder building, but the big expansion that they did. And I was told, well, it's too early in the process, too early. And then at some point they said, oh, sorry, it's too late. So that's what I'm trying to avoid here. And I think that's a really good letter, because that's a very important thing for all of us to understand. But if we could meet with Bob Sudlow, I know that Amanda was here, and she really detailed everything that had been done. It's the plan for
going forward. May I make a suggestion?
Yes.
Why not put in this note the fact that, you know, we've asked and we'd really like to know directionally where you're going. So we're asking for an update, but,
yes,
you know, waiting till things are cooked in the budget, it doesn't give any opportunity for any kind of discussion.
I can call him and press him for August. And the other suggestion I have, too, we don't have to necessarily wait for a monthly capital projects and highway meeting to sit down and have this discussion.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to call a meeting outside the time frame of our monthly meeting, if he can come before that, that should not be a problem.
Yeah.
It is an important issue, and I think I'm going to start heading down that road after tonight.
Okay.
Because I agree with Mandio, getting into September might be a little too late, and you might be hearing, well, it's too late now.
All I know is that there's a lot of information gathered.
I understand.
Part of the, and first, you know, the operations budget has a deadline. I don't know if that deadline applies to the capital plan, because I wasn't involved in this process.
So not yet. Well, then help, if you don't mind, help me understand the process. If, you know, this has been since, and I joined this group in January, we've been having the same conversation since January with, you know, I think I saw one spreadsheet that kind of highlighted what was done, what's not been done, but no discussion, no opportunity for a discussion, just an update on a spreadsheet. So how do we engage and have an open discussion around this stuff?
I think you would have to start with Bob.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't involved in it last year.
And you're
I
learning
know what too. We're doing. We had a meeting today to go over the directives that we had, which was to, you know, have a focus on cultural issues, have a focus on recreation, have a focus on environmental issues. And we got together to...
Issues as it relates to your
capital.
Capital.
Okay. We did the...
Shoulders?
Actually, that was part of the discussion for the rest of Lucas.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are shoulders, and this is something that I had to learn too. We did put shoulders on Lucas. They are not paved shoulders. They're not asphalt shoulders. It wasn't part of the plan from the beginning. I didn't understand this either. To me, a shoulder was paved. That's not...
It doesn't have to be.
And so, right.
Yeah,
except that the way in which they've built up the road now and the difference between the graded shoulder and the pavement is several inches, anywhere from 4 to 5 inches, and it's a hazard to anybody riding a bicycle on that road now. So, if anything...
You're saying there's a drop-off from the...
Go to the end of Lucas, where it meets 209, and come back in the town of Rochester.
Okay.
And it is... I mean, I saw how beautiful for Maple Lane the shoulders are, paved, you know, and all that effort, but the reality is it's the opposite end, which is the view shed to the dumps, which is where all the cyclists are riding, which is the hazard, which is where we've had fatalities, where we've had accidents. And yes, we don't have the density of households, but there are other conditions that I really believe we need to be talking about. So.
All right, getting back to the Siemens project, Bob's going to be out of his office tomorrow. I will contact him personally Monday to see at the soonest possible date that we can call on these exhibits to start answering some of these questions that we have here, and we don't necessarily have to meet. I'll call a special meeting for Nettie when it's convenient for Bob, and we can come and just strictly meet on no other issue but the seniors report issue, and maybe that'll speed up where we can, even if we got to get the information, instead of getting all one big plan, then maybe we'll start getting it as it's being put together, if that helps the situation.
My only request is that it either be in the evening or first thing in the morning or toward the end of the afternoon, because I work in the beacon.
For me, it would have to be evening.
Yeah,
and then I'm
okay.
Work
middle of the day just is difficult for me.
And I will call him Monday morning.
Thank you.
And see if we can set up that kind of a plan. Okay?
Cool.
Okay, moving on to resolutions. Resolution 277, authorizing the required steps for the transfer of 25 South Manor Avenue, Kingston, New York. Lynn, I understand you wanted to speak on this?
Yes. When we talked about this in economic development, one specific question I asked Ken Cornell was, will we do an appraisal of the property, you know, as we're transferring it over to the LDC for potential sale? He assured me that we would. I now see the language and the resolution, and it basically says that part of the rules or guidelines or sections of the LDC Act policy basically says that they're going to be transferring it over without an appraisal or public bidding. Now, I understand that, you know, the whole point is to be able to market it and all of that, but I was very explicit about, are we going to have an appraisal? I want to know what the value of that property is before we engage a real estate firm and then go out and potentially sell this. And so I was not happy to see that in here, unless I'm missing something.
Well,
page 2, that first whereas. And my understanding is we're also having the public hearing the same day that this is going to be voted on. And I know that normally we try to give a little time where possible unless there's something of urgency. Do you know if there's something of urgency with this?
I don't think this isn't a public works thing. I mean, it's our building, but this is, I think, county attorney's office. I don't know anything about how property gets transferred to the LDC.
No.
One thing I can tell you, Lynn, is this particular building. Have you ever seen the building?
Yes.
Have you ever been there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's where the IT piece is. I don't
It is in dire straits,
okay.
And it's definitely in the benefit of the county to unload it.
Mm-hmm.
As far as appraisal goes, I don't think it's being much of an appraisal because of the condition of the building. Is there a deadline for this, do you know?
I don't know. I'm not really, haven't been involved in that.
No, I mean, if I hadn't asked the question and had an explicit answer, I wouldn't have a problem with this. But I specifically asked, when we talked about this, will an appraisal be done?
And what was the answer?
The answer was yes, absolutely.
Well, then, we have to table this the next month, or until I can get a hold of B and see if she can have her appraisal done. And that you were told that by Bob Sublow?
No, I was told that by Ken Cornell when we were talking about this transfer to the LDC in economic development. And I understand the whole concept, but it would be great to know what the value is. We're transferring it in for potential sales because people had expressed interest in the building, which was the whole idea of putting it there. Well, then somebody has to have some sense of what the value is, and if not, why not an appraisal? That's all I'm asking.
I would guess, can I see, so I didn't
sure.
But because it wasn't for our department, so I didn't really pay attention to it.
I just circled the section.
I would only think, without appraisal, you know.
You know, it sounds like it's part of the LDC Act.
Mm-hmm.
But and that may not mean you know it's not required. But why put that in there when we have specific conversation about it? That's what bothers me.
You just, you really want to strike that.
Well, I want to understand. If you're not going to do appraisal, why? And why
would somebody
tell you that you are?
You know, I mean, when you sell your house, the realtor gives you an idea.
Yeah, you get a CMA. You get a competitive market analysis.
Right.
You know what, so you know what,
so that, I mean, that wouldn't necessarily, an appraisal to me is more something that bank wants to know that if they're going to loan you money, it's worth that.
But right.
Market value is kind of not necessarily the same thing, and maybe that's what they're planning on, but I really don't know.
Appraisal takes like how long? Weeks, a couple of weeks at the most, time you go out and get
started. Depends on how busy they are, you know, those things.
Would you be willing to pass this with the pending an appraisal, and if appraisal is not done before this?
I'm not even, I just need to understand why it was different from my conversation. I'm not even saying I would hold this up, but I can't vote for it right now. I can't vote for it without understanding it. I did, and I just caught this today, so I didn't have a chance to talk to anybody.
Well, why don't we move it forward, and then maybe you can get a chance to call Ken Purnell tomorrow, or do you want me to call him for you?
I can't vote yes on this. If you're voting, I cannot vote on it because that is not what I was told, and I feel like, you know, it's contrary to what I was told.
Can we do a special meeting again? You know, like have some time, but before, when we've done it before,
when
something had to hold.
Before session, okay.
Yeah.
I just, it gives me some opportunity to.
Okay, we can do that.
To get the answer. I don't want to hold something up, but I definitely want to understand why, what they're doing and why. That's all.
Okay, so, and you'd like to have the meeting, well, next Wednesday we're all going, quick before the regular session, night of session?
We could do that or, I mean, I maybe have the answer by next week for the
Yeah, we can wait for the night of session.
So whatever works.
Yeah, we can do it tonight of session. And I'll get a hold of Ken Purnell in the meantime, and maybe we can get a phrase.
You know what? I'll call him.
Okay.
I just haven't had a chance to talk to him.
Okay. All right. So can somebody move the fact that we'll table this for now, and we'll vote on this?
I move to table, and we'll vote on it tonight.
At a later date.
Yeah, I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All righty. You can establish a time for that.
I didn't even notice it today.
Okay. Resolution number 278, establishing capital project number 457, purchase of fleet vehicles, Department of Public Works, Central Garage. Okay, these are new vehicles that are being purchased for different departments throughout the county. If you look at the back, it tells you the vehicles that are being replaced. What they're getting, what they're spending, a bond resolution will be required for a total cost of $319,000. Any discussion?
Dean, what do they do with the old vehicles? Do they sell them or scrap them? Or
for the most part, they're scrapped.
Okay.
Any piece of equipment or any vehicle that comes out of a municipality, because they're usually kept to the longest period of time, really isn't worth it. And it's rare that they're roadworthy, or sometimes farmers might buy them to run around on their farm, but to put them actually on a road after they've been through a municipality, it's rare. Because you get up to 200,000, 300,000 miles, you know, they try to hang on them, that's the point. You get to the point that you put more money in the vehicle than you can buy what a new vehicle's worth.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
If you want to know, you know, specifically, I can ask him. Mark Ryder would be the person that would determine that they were surplus and then they would be auctioned.
Okay.
If
possible.
That's the only thing we can do with them.
When you auction them off, at what time frame do you do that?
I think, generally speaking, she does it when she has a bunch
enough
of vehicles to do. But again, these are things that I hear that I...
So purchasing handles the same
fashion? Not necessarily. Mm-hmm. They make the determination that something is surplus, mm-hmm, and can be, you know, disposed of,
mm-hmm,
whether it's garbage or a recycle, you know, whatever. But as far as the auction goes, I know Bert does some auctions. He does the ones for the tax properties, but I don't know if he handles these auctions or if Kim does them.
No.
I know the sheriff's cars get auctioned off, so they may do it at the sheriff's.
Say they did an auction. They got $20,000 for all seven vehicles, whatever it is. And what do they do with that money? Contingency, or
that's
do they?
A real question. That's a real question.
Okay.
I'm not even sure that Kim would know. You know where that money got deposited. I don't know.
I am confused. This is for purchase, not for disposal?
We're purchasing the new ones and disposing of the ones that are... it's replacing vehicle numbers, like the first one is replacing vehicle 161.
Okay.
And the reason why?
Why it's being replaced.
Okay. And then my other question is, and I don't remember when the effective date of the Green Fleet Policy Law goes into effect, but I'm just wondering, and I see there are two Ford Fusion Hybrids, so...
Four,
okay. So I guess, those are the four that they, okay. I'm good. It took me a minute to process. Thank you. All right.
So can I have the motion to move it, please?
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Legislator Archer, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye. Right.
All opposed? Motion carried. Page 8, right?
Puts our little percentage up a little bit.
I don't know what it means, but there's two Ford Transit cargos with EcoBoost, so that must mean something about the environment.
Okay.
Resolution number 280, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to enter into a lease agreement with Ulster County Community College for the SUNY Ulster Extension Center located on 94 Avenue in the City of Kingston, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds. Okay, this is the lease deal. This is for the Strive project. The lease deal that's where they're going to have the college, what they'll be paying the county. I believe it's something like...
$83,000.
How much?
$83,333.
I think it's after this year. Is that
200,000
a year. Yeah, and
it goes up 2%. Oh, this is just filling out this year.
Yes. So we'll be there for August, September, October.
Right. Okay.
I'll move it, Dean.
Motion made by Legislator Roberts to move it. Do I hear a second?
Sure. I'll second.
Seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Mm-hmm.
All opposed? Motion carried.
I don't remember the rent being this high. I thought it figured
it was $317,000.
Oh, so it came down. Oh, okay.
So this was after... Is there updated on this?
No, this is
an agreement between the county and how much it is.
BRC currently, and they're going to move out of there into the other building.
You know what I find amazing is that it starts off at $200,000 next year or this year, and by 2025, with a 2% increase every year, it's $248,000. And putting that in a bank and getting that kind of interest.
Yeah, right.
That kind of compound.
Oh, yeah.
2%, you get $50,000.
Okay.
That's very lucrative.
Resolution number 289, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county Gateway Community Industries Department of Public Works. This is a contract between Gateway and the county for janitorial services for the Golden Hill office building, 100% funded by the county, appropriated dollars $93,890. the 2015. And I believe the copy of the contract is attached to the resolution. Or to mine anyway.
Yeah, if I could ask, what is the Golden Hill office?
That's mental health. You know where it is? Right across from the transit center. And right now we have public defender up there, and we have the health department, we have mental health. I don't know who else is up there now.
Motion made by Captain Roberts, seconded by Deanna Jo Green. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Lynn, you look like you have a question.
No.
Are we okay?
I'm good.
And I just want to add that the Gateway folks do a really good job.
Yes, they do.
Certainly do.
I just remember when we set up the recycling program, how Gateway really embraced that. And then I think the ARC was working for Central Hudson. And actually doing the recycling had such a, the clients felt such a sense of support that they said that, you know, people that had been sort of like chronically depressed couldn't wait to get to work, and they were full of enthusiasm. So
doing something
and something of value. Exactly. And it felt really, it helped their self-esteem.
Resolution number, did you want to say something? Resolution number 290, approving the execution of the contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, Gateway Community Industries, the Public Department of Works. This is another contract between the county and Gateway. I believe it's a 2-year contract. It's to do janitorial services for emergency management, family court, health department, clinic, and probation. Total appropriations for the 2-year contract, I believe, is $131,078.36.
So moved.
Moved by Legislator Green. I'll second. Seconded by Legislator Roberts. All in favor?
Mm-hmm.
All right. All opposed? Mr. Harris. Mm-hmm. And our last resolution, approving the execution of the contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by County Complete Building Solutions Incorporated. Our work of the contract between the county and a company called Building Solutions, the janitorial services, 14 county buildings. It's a 2-year contract, $431,476.
I move it, Mr. Chair.
And they got that good. I don't know how it would have come out with Gateway, but Gateway didn't want the buildings that were in the city of Houston. That's why they have probation on it. That's why they put it all on. Yeah, I was wondering.
Well, they did.
They did on only the 4 buildings that they were interested in doing. So these folks, there were like 5 or 6 bidders. These folks were the lowest out of the others. Mm-hmm.
And they're taking care of 14 buildings.
Yep.
Motion made by Kevin Roberts.
Second.
Seconded by Legislator Archer. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
Okay. That's it for the resolutions for now. Okay. We're going to contact Bob about the Siemens report and see if we can meet a little earlier when we get things going to kind of keep us abreast. And the Public Works Organizational Chart, we had it. Or,
I think all.
Yes, Thursday night, and I will talk to you soon.
There's a letter in your face.
Thank you. Have a good night, all.
Good night.
We don't have all the names yet, right, that we placed in the Organizational Chart. That's what the only thing left to do.
And part of it is finding the time to do it, because it won't fit on the chart that we gave you. Put the names in there, some of them are in the position. You know what I mean? So I need Kathy to do it, but we're just buried right now with all the workers coming.
Alrighty. Anybody have any old business or new business they would like to discuss? No?
Motion to adjourn?
Okay, I just wanted to make sure we're all on the same page here with Resolution 277. So, Lynn, you're going to contact Ken.
I'm going to talk to Ken about it because I had asked him the specific
questions. And so you're going to ask the question to him, can we come up with an appraisal before that meeting then, or you want me to do that?
No, I'm
you can
good.
You'll do that?
I'll take care of it.
All right, and then we'll entertain.
And I'll keep you posted on my conversation.
Sure, absolutely. And then we will entertain this resolution the night of our regular session. We can probably meet 15, 20 minutes before Nettie set the time. Probably be in that little room there, and we can vote on it before session.
Great, so I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
I'm sorry I didn't get a chance
That's
to review
not a
this
problem.
In advance.
All right. So if there's no other business, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Legislator Green, seconded by Legislator Archer. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? This meeting is adjourned. Thank you. Thank you, Sue, for coming.
No problem.
All righty. And
I will call.
Yeah.
I think it's
Sorry.